Mark 14, 3 through 9. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, a spikenard very precious, and she brake the box and poured it over his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? For she has wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will may do them good, but me you have not always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the bearing. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for her, a memorial of her. So we have this alabaster box and the statement, she has done what she could. And so we want to thank Courtney and pray for her, because she has done with her life what she could do, which is what any of us should do, which is to give it over to the Lord and to say, I want my life to be lived in worship. And so that's why the alabaster box has been chosen to give her here today. And it doesn't have any spikenard or anything in it. But as you have this in your home in Bolivia, hope it will remind you of what you were, as we prayed for you, and how your life is poured out to him. And considering I didn't give the people enough time to make as many notes as they want to make, because I didn't tell them, we'll get this to her in Bolivia, but we're going to keep this box out a little longer over the next couple weeks. If you'd like to write her a note of encouragement, she'll have it in her house. We're just in Colombia, and we saw all the things that Miguel had received from the years on the fireplace. But concerning this passage, Courtney, I want to challenge you with this before I invite ladies to come and pray around you, is first of all, and you know this, but we are not mad at you, nor do we think you're wasting anything. And the story of this lady, she takes it, and they say there's an indignation around her. How could anybody be mad that a person had taken what could be a life savings and gave it at the feet of Jesus? How would anybody be mad about that? But we have no doubt that over this years, as you've been raising support, as a teenager taking a missions trip, that you've met people in this world that questioned how you were spending your life. And we want to tell you, as the family of God, that we're not mad at you and we don't believe you're wasting your time. We're actually proud of you and we understand the investment that you're making. And many people here, we understand. There's many that won't understand, but there are few that do understand, and we want you to know we're so proud of you. And you know you could have done many things with your life. It says this could have been taken and could have been sold for 300 pence and had been given to the poor and they murmured against them. Courtney, you had before you many options in life, but you said, I want my life to be given over to Jesus. And then when you made that decision, he directed your steps. And I'm very thankful that he's sending you to Bolivia. It's such a place that needs gospel preaching, and it's great. Your first city that you're going to, Miami, they speak Spanish there, all right? And then in Bolivia they will, and we know that God is glorified when we sing in Spanish. You have many families over here that are going to be praying for you in language school that are very excited that she is going to go to Bolivia and work with that team. A new church has just started there. God's doing a wonderful work. And I also want to remind you, you're doing a good work. Verse 6, and Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble you her? She has wrought a good work on me. And stay focused on the work that you're doing a good work. Don't let anything prevent you from it. Just stay focused on it. When Satan wants to lie to you, wants to tell you that your life is not being well spent, tell them, this is what God's called me to do, and I'm going to just stay about the work that God has given me to do. And I have no doubt that he will use you to see many disciples made that will follow him. And then lastly, at verse 9, it said that wherever she goes, she'll be spoken about. Courtney, I can't make that promise, okay? But we have one name that we want to get around the world is Jesus, and that's what you're part of. But I can tell you this, we will remember you and we will pray for you.